Did you know that drinking alcohol increases your risk of developing cancer? Fewer than 4 in 10 people are aware of that. That's according to new research from the HSC, that alcohol causes at least 7 types of cancer. But despite the risk, public awareness remains alarmingly low. Despite that, there are more than 1,000 alcohol-related deaths every year. Dr. Claire Neal is a consultant in public health medicine with the HSC National Health Improvement Programme and joins us now. Thank you, Dr. Neal, for being on the programme with us this morning. So tell us, why does alcohol cause cancer and what sort of cancer does it cause?
Thanks for having me on the show this morning. So basically, alcohol has been classified as a group 1 carcinogen, and what that really means is it has been proven that alcohol can cause cancer. And that includes 7 types of cancer that we're currently aware of. So cancers of the mouth, the throat, the voice box or the larynx is otherwise known as, the esophagus, breast, bile and liver cancer. So it does put it into the same category as tobacco in terms of having that proven evidence that it can cause cancer. And, you know, it is important that people are aware of that because it is one of the key preventable causes of cancer, as is smoking. So if you do drink alcohol, you can reduce your risk. And the less alcohol you drink, the lower that your risk will be.
And Dr. Neal, we're all aware of cancer causing of smoking causing cancer, but not so much about alcohol. Why is that? Why is the awareness not there?
Yeah, no, you're right in saying that, and this research certainly supports that. So it showed that actually just fewer out of 4 in 10 people here are aware that drinking alcohol can increase your risk of cancer. And in contrast, that's much greater for smoking. So there were more than 7 out of 10 people that knew of that link in relation to smoking and cancer as well. So, you know, there really is a need to increase awareness because it is preventable. And, you know, getting that information out there really helps people to make more informed decisions about drinking alcohol and about their health, and knowing just that even small amounts can, you know, reducing your intake by small amounts can help, because obviously the less alcohol you drink, the lower that your risk will be.
We often hear about so-called health benefits of the one glass of red wine. Do those sort of headlines create confusion for people?
Yeah, so I think those messages have, you know, previously been publicised, and, you know, there has been more recent evidence to sort of challenge that notion. And, you know, there's obviously this growing awareness about the link with alcohol and cancer, and that alcohol can increase the risk of cancer even with small amounts over time. So the World Health Organization has really just reinforced that alcohol is harmful for health, and there actually is no safe amount for your health and where health is concerned. And, you know, low risk isn't no risk. You know, they're basically just saying that the risk is there when it comes to drinking alcohol.
And Dr. Neal, as a consultant in public health medicine, would you say abstinence, complete abstinence, is the best way to go?
Well, when it comes to your health, you know, that message is really clear that there is no safe level of consumption for health. The evidence is strong that alcohol is harmful to health, and you know, you really can lower the risk by reducing your intake. But, you know, when it comes to health, the message really is clear that there is no safe level.
Thank you, Dr. Neal, with the HSC National Health Improvement Programme. The time now is just coming up to 7 minutes to 9.